Are you ready to take leadership of your life, ignite your passion, and activate your divine blueprint, awakening to your highest potential and purpose? Then this is the podcast for you. This is Soul Rising and Mindful Mastery, a podcast that explores unlocking the secrets of mind, body, soul transformation. I'm your host, Catherine Marshall. The inspiration for this show comes from my own personal journey of transformation. Experiencing many significant life experiences and traumas brought me to train and study many deep transformational disciplines and healing therapies. After years of working with several holistic and spiritual tools and techniques, along with having the honor to facilitate this process for many other souls, these episodes delve into the wisdom and guidance for perspective and life-changing transformation. Hey, welcome. In this episode, we're going to discuss and talk about how to find meaning and purpose in our experiences and in our challenges. So let's say that this planet Earth is considered an Earth school, and our soul comes here for this particular background of learning. It's like it's chosen this university or this school to actually come in and study what it wants to study and to learn and master what it can only do in this particular school. And this particular school is considered the Harvard of all schools because it's very unique, it's very tough, and it's very transformative because of what we can actually learn here, because it's an experiential school, and it's considered a heart planet. And that means that there's specific things here that we're learning, specific, to keep it simple, specific around emotions that are unique to other schools. And what that does is it provides us with just a very powerful, accelerated element of learning at a soul level. And it's also said that any soul that does actually incarnate here on this planet is already by its nature a very courageous soul for even wanting to and coming in and incarnating into the school. So invitation is to keep that in mind if you're feeling sometimes less than courageous. Just remember, you're already more courageous than you may think that you are, just because you're here. And so let's imagine now that, or consider, and just always take whatever resonates. If something, you know, doesn't resonate, and depending on what you're dealing with, as we kind of get a little bit more unpacking this, depending on what you're facing right now in life, challenges, relationships that you're in, and what's coming up for you, some of this might be of resonance at this point, and some of it might not. So invitation is always just take what resonates and just, you know, come back to this at different points of the stages of your experience and see if something else kind of lands for you. So invitation is take what resonates, discard what doesn't, and just kind of always be open to following your own path and following, most important, your own inner guidance. Okay, so let's go back into, this is Earth School. And the soul's main purpose and focus always is learning, growing, and healing. And this particular school, again, offers incredible evolution and transformation. And that's ultimately at the root of everything. That's what the soul ultimately is seeking. How we do that depends on a lot of factors, depends on kind of the age the soul is at. And I don't mean this in a way of better or worse, or one soul is better than another soul. I mean, just like when we go to school, it takes you some years potentially, or if you're mastering a craft, it takes you some years potentially to get to a certain level of mastery or expertise with it. And that's the same with souls. So from this perspective, the soul learns and grows on a continuum. So each incarnation will be like a page out of a chapter out of a book. So that means that each incarnation goes and flows into the next incarnation. It's just challenging sometimes for us to keep that perspective because we can't always remember that. And the actual, one of the points of Earth School is non-remembering. Now that's going to be changing as we enter more and more into the fifth dimension. Previously though, in the previous paradigm, and what we're still predominantly dealing with is the forgetfulness of actually who we truly are and why we're here. And that was set up previously because if we did know, we wouldn't go into and have the same experiences, so we wouldn't have the same kind of learning background. But that it's also set up, it was predominant for the separation consciousness. So now the soul, say the soul is coming here, it's learning, it's growing, it's healing. That's its main focus, its main intention. And so each experience it will have and each classroom that it will choose is at root for that purpose. Now imagine this school, back to just the different ages of a soul, so to speak. So imagine this school is holding souls that range from kindergarten to doing their PhD. And if you're not a school person and you're not resonating with my verbiage here, just align it to whatever you kind of know. It could be just instead of thinking of it as school, think of it, you know, the years that you've been crafting something, or you're in a playground, if that resonates more with you too. I am going to use the term school though, so feel free to change that language around if that fits better for you. So imagine we are in a school that ranges from kindergarten all the way up to PhD. So that's a lot of different levels of consciousness, we call it. So think of each grade as kind of like a level of consciousness. Now, we're all here at this point specific for this period of time, but there's still a lot of different levels of consciousness. When we can perceive or approach and relate to this school this way and people from this way, this can be a beautiful way to take out judgment. And that's really important. We really want to start to take out judgment moving forward in the new consciousness, because when we have judgment, that keeps us in separation consciousness, which keeps us in fear, right? That's the old. And that keeps us in lack. It keeps us disconnected from our heart and our soul's guidance. So when we can approach this, that we are actually all just at different places, and we're at where we're meant to be at. And so we can get frustrated, for example, with somebody because they're not aware of something, or they're not getting something, or they're this or they're that. Or even to ourselves, we can do that as well. And from this perspective, a person or we can only do, get, choose from the degree of consciousness, awareness that we are currently at. And that's like, for example, we can say, I want something specific in my life. But if we have to shift consciousness before we actually can get into alignment in order to have that, then we won't be ready for it. And so it won't show up, or we won't be able to hold it. You know, so again, that's why, because it's all different levels of consciousness. So invitation is, if you can approach it that way, if this resonates, approach it that way and play with this maybe. See how this feels when you start to look at a situation, or you're getting frustrated with a situation, with things that are playing out on the planet. Invitation is to come back and ask, okay, so obviously there's a level of consciousness that's playing out underneath whatever is manifesting or playing out in my own personal stage, in my country stage, or in the world stage. We call it the collective stage or world stage. So invitation would be coming back and asking, there's obviously a consciousness underneath that. Does that consciousness resonate with me? And if it doesn't, what consciousness do we want to start to align to, so that we can then experience something different within ourselves, but then also potentially contribute differently to creating a new earth, or creating different outcomes for potentially what we're seeing, whether that's in our inner world, it's in our kind of immediate world, or it's in the larger scope of the collective. Okay, so let's go back to every experience, every challenge, and every relationship even is an actual classroom in this earth school. Now, the soul chooses its incarnation and it creates its blueprint. And that would be the astrology and numerology, basically, that it would create for its blueprint roadmap for a particular incarnation. It takes into consideration what it's already done, learned, acquired, mastered, and what it hasn't, and what it still wants to, or what it wants to balance out, or finish learning, or learn from a different perspective. We'll have, you know, from this continuum perspective, the soul will want to have all different types of experience if it's mastering different qualities. So it will play different roles each potential incarnation. So it can, you know, this roadmap or this blueprint can show us basically what it has already been learning. So what have we already been learning? What have we come in here to really try and do in this incarnation? but what do we need to still learn? What's unfinished? Or what consciousness do we need to shift still in order to potentially activate our higher potential, our destiny, our life path, our higher path of fulfillment, as an example. So each blueprint that the soul sets up is also based with what we call potentials, because the soul in this incarnation, in this particular Earth school, we are under free will. So that when the soul comes in with the actual blueprint, it has to have room and variables for that. So we'll meet before we incarnate in a place called Bardo. And we meet with our spiritual team, and we review all our lives together with our spiritual team. And then we decide, okay, I'm going to create this incarnation. This is going to be what my potential is for this incarnation. This is what I'm going to continue learning on. And to soul, it can take, you know, 7 lifetimes, 10 lifetimes to learn something. It doesn't have to do that. But again, it needs that fluidity because it needs to work within with other people that have free will, and it needs to work in within its own personality that it's created. It's the personality that the soul creates that actually holds the kind of alignment to the free will, so to speak. And the soul is really subtle. So the soul is not going to force. Part of the soul's journey is actually getting the personality kind of online. So we're becoming more of a soul-infused personality now. And that means that we're ready at the level of consciousness to actually start to bring our soul forth now. That's still a process oftentimes. And so think of, again, the personality consists of the ego mind. The ego's main role previously was to keep us alive. So we were in survival mode. So we still have to learn how to work on getting the soul to come forth, navigate still through these changing times, and be able to have our personality fuse, agree, and be on board. Okay. So, and the same with the body consciousness. Now, you know, before we could just kind of drag the body with us and we could just not even be in our body. And in the new consciousness, like we are unifying, and that includes mind, body, soul. So the body has to come with us too. So we're seeing a lot more, you know, kind of fleshing out and purging and evolution with our actual body. And that's also why. Okay. So let's go back to each classroom that the soul chooses. When it's creating its blueprint, it will create in Bardo, it has this blueprint, and then it will create its potentials. Now, it creates the more a soul is kind of like either older soul or been here more times, it can have a little bit more potentials because it can maneuver maybe a little bit more easier in that way. So, or previously could. So it will choose to have, it will say, for example, nothing will be actually set in stone. The soul will say, I want to really master compassion in this incarnation. And I want everybody here on this Earth school, because it's a heart planet, we're all mastering love. And that's why there's been so much fear. So previously, we were really operating from that polarity. And so previously, fear was so prevalent, because actually that's the opposite of love. So now as we become more soul infused, we're starting to now activate and engage and come into more of our heart center. And so we're starting to really activate love and the power of love. So the soul will choose, it wants to learn something. So it'll base its experience potentials on what it's learned and what it still wants to learn, or what it has to complete in a previous lifetime. So say there's been like several lifetimes and the soul's not been able to forgive somebody for injustice, then it will definitely choose even its upbringing, it'll choose its experiences, it'll call in certain other souls that will match and agree to play out based on their own growth that they're seeking, or what they want to do together, or what's unfinished, or what potentially could that we could create with another soul. So all of that is, you know, choreography behind the scenes before we actually even incarnate. So much care, so much love, so much thought is put into our actual incarnation and our purpose of being here. So the challenge is that when we get here, we don't remember that. And that's where really, that's where a lot of, you know, suffering and struggle comes from, actually, is when we're actually in a challenge or in a situation, we don't remember it. And it can feel really, really, really hard. Remember, this is a really intense school. The learning is equal opposite to the intensity. But going through that intensity, especially previously, we were going through so much heaviness and density and oppression. You know, we weren't even aware that we are sovereign, radiant beings and beings of love or beings of light. So that's also, you know, kind of been encrusted or suppressed from our awareness. So as we go through each challenge, each experience potential has the purpose in mind from a soul perspective to actually learn, grow, or heal something, right? That it's pre-chosen that, however, because we have free will, once we're actually running in that, we have to choose. We have to choose whether we're going to heal what's coming up for us. We have to choose whether we want to align to a quality specifically, maybe that that we're seeking, like compassion. So part of the journey and part of the classrooms are actually the process that gets us to that, right? So it's not even having this awareness and this understanding. It definitely helps if this resonates. It's still, though, very intense sometimes when we're actually going through an experience, when we're going through a grief, when we've gone through a loss, when we're experiencing war, when we're experiencing injustice, you know, when we're experiencing extreme disempowerment, illness, you know, all these homelessness, like all these things, like that's, you know, those are big things. And so again, that's a classroom, but some classrooms are really, really intense and really tough. So the invitation when we're in a classroom, most importantly, first and foremost, is can we step back and say, okay, I don't have to like this, and this definitely may not feel great or feel good, and I wish with every bone in my body wish this wasn't happening. But can I actually start to approach it and relate to it that if it's happening, it's happening for me, not to me, it's happening for me. Right there, if we can start to approach it from that perspective, we already step into more empowerment. Because if it's happening to us, that brings us into more of a victim consciousness. And then we won't feel we have any say, choice, power in it. And that can prolong the classroom, and it can definitely keep us in very, you know, kind of tough, dense frequencies. Again, it's not right or wrong or good or bad. It's just we want to learn how to really alchemize those lower frequencies. And the faster we get the purpose of the classroom, then the classroom, it doesn't have to be there any longer. Now, sometimes the soul will choose to have a theme that it's working through for the lifetime. But because we learn, grow, and heal in a spiral, there will still be differences in that lesson of learning or in that process of learning and process of transformation. And oftentimes, though, if the soul actually can get what the meaning of and the purpose of the classroom is and really alchemize it and then really transform and really be able to embody the lesson of it, then that classroom doesn't have to be there anymore. And I'll give you an example. So say you're in a relationship and somebody is just really being conflicting with you. And no matter what you do, no matter how many conversations, you try all these things and this dynamic will not shift and will not change. So the invitation would be, okay, so first and foremost, what's this bringing out in me? So what's my trigger with this? Then processing that trigger, because that's energy. It has to be balanced, harmonized, transformed, or transmuted. So when we process it, that energy dissipates. Sometimes that's the whole reason why the classroom is there. That's the healing. The other reason, and most of the times, if not predominantly, we're still always, no matter what, have an opportunity to gain a higher quality or a higher frequency, like love, like peace, like compassion. There's always a gift in what we're experiencing. And so first and foremost, though, say this relationship is this dynamic, I would want to look at, okay, so what's my trigger first and foremost? That's not easy. That takes some time in and of itself to train our minds to not go outward, where again, we're very conditioned to go outward. So not to go outward in the blame or in the frustration, or if they just changed, if they just did this, then I could feel this. So this would be us learning how to come back and say, okay, yes, this is maybe not okay, what's happening or what's being said or how it's being handled or the dynamic of it. I still first invitation would be to come back within, as within, so without. So if I can go within myself first and ask, okay, first of all, what's my trigger? So obviously, if I have a trigger of something, that trigger is indicating to me, or that response, that emotional response is indicating to me that I've had this stored in my subconscious. So that means that it's coming up and out so it can be dealt with and transmuted and transformed. So first most empowering thing I can do is start to actually process that energy. And again, that can take some time. Invitation is be very gentle and loving with yourself as you go through that process, because some of these energies, some of these emotions can be extremely intense. So that can, you know, sometimes we need to baby step it. And how we would do that is just first and foremost acknowledging it, and then meeting it, leaning into it, breathing into it until it actually starts to dissipate. And then we want to ask, the other thing we could ask is, why am I attracting this? So even if sometimes, you know, we're getting a lot of projections right now because there's so much intensity on the planet with so much healing happening, that's actually activating a lot of people's shadows, so including our own. And if we're not used to dealing with that, we'll start to project out more onto others, but others are projecting more onto ourselves, onto us as well. So that could also be something when we want to look at, why am I attracting this projection? And then also even just being able to affirm to self, I am not going to receive that projection anymore. What is mine actually in this and what isn't mine? So learning to do this, you know, with the heart staying open, finding that balance between establishing what we need to maintain in our own center and be able to honor our own resonance, and at the same time be able to have a heart open and potential compassion when we're ready to have compassion or understanding that that person is in their own process at their own level of consciousness, right? So invitation is, again, trying to do this without having a judgment, and that includes to ourselves and to somebody else. So back to our, you know, BARDA, when we're creating our incarnational blueprint, really, and I know this isn't easy to remember, but at the root of everything, it really actually is love. And so what that means is, and I know that might sound, you know, kind of, depending on what you're going through, unrealistic or untouchable, but there's an agreement between us as souls of how we're going to show up for each other. An agreement, and sometimes it takes a lot of intense love to be able to show up actually in a really hard way for another soul. And then there's free will. So sometimes the personality can take over and kind of take things to an extreme where that wasn't necessarily the agreement. And that's where, again, when we can bring in more consciousness, more awareness, and just really be able to take care of our own energies and process our own, that's where we can start to disrupt the looping that's happening or has been happening. So every classroom, if we can approach it, or relationship or dynamic, we can approach it that, okay, this is showing up for me, and it's showing up for me for my evolution, for my growth, for my healing, for my transformation. Would that change the way that we approach something or relate to something? So back to the relationship, I have this relationship, I have this dynamic, I want to bring it back to myself first. And if I can bring it back to myself first, and then be aware of how this is affecting me, and that in itself could be quite a process. When I feel truly authentically neutral, then I can decide from there what feels of alignment and good for my highest good and healing and well-being, mental well-being as well, is emotional well-being, physical well-being, all of it. Now, what's needed? Do I need to still have a conversation with this person? Sometimes, by the way, when we do this, that person can show up differently, because that's sometimes the whole reason why they've been showing up a specific way. And this goes both ways. Sometimes we can be very strong with somebody and we kind of don't always understand why. Well, at a soul level, that's our agreement. And once that person gets what they wanted to get from that background interaction, we don't have to show up for them that way anymore. They don't have to show up for us that way anymore. Sometimes that will be the completion of a dynamic, and sometimes it gets to also evolve. So it doesn't mean it has to end. Sometimes the agreement's done. Sometimes now there can be, you know, the next level of evolution. So maybe more joy or more peace or more respect or more kindness, more understanding, more compassion can start to play out in that dynamic. So we don't have to know all the ending. We don't have to know all the steps. The invitation for us through navigating through this, though, would be just starting with, where are we at right now? And starting to process our emotions, understand what is ours. And then from there, we'll have more clarity and we'll be empowered and we'll be able to come from a different consciousness when we're approaching the situation or the relationship or the person. And that includes ourselves. So each experience or challenge is a classroom. And yes, some are much harder than others. And, you know, we can always, especially if we're in a really, really challenging classroom, to ask for help. So ask our spiritual guidance for extra support, extra strength, spiritual strength, guidance, ask us, you know, asking to be, help me to see what I need to see here, or download the wisdom, knowledge, understanding that I need to bring me to my highest healing in the shortest path possible with the least amount of resistance. That's ultimately we want what we want. And that's the gift of having this perspective or having this awareness, is if I understand that something's happening, it's happening for me. Again, I still might not like it. And that's my choice to not like it. I still may not like it. And though I have an opportunity to say, okay, so I know that there's something here I'm seeking. So I want to know what that is. And the sooner I can know that, less resistance I'll have, less suffering I'll have. Suffering ultimately comes from when we are resisting or when we're really stressed about something, right? And that can be a process too, because again, if we've had trauma, if we've had a lot of, you know, we have PTSD, we have like, there's a lot of complexity to this. So, you know, we may need to heal our nervous system. There may be other steps that we need to take in order for us not to be so responsive in a fear protective way. So again, the invitation for us is to keep being gentle and loving with where we're at or where the situation is at. And when we can, approaching it and relating to it from a place of, this is happening for me so that I can learn, grow, or heal something. And what is, and if we can also ask, what is the actual opportunity in this? And again, we might not know for a bit, but when we approach it and we can ask it from that perspective, that allows that energy, that allows that information or that wisdom or those downloads to start to actually happen. So when we can start to be more open and more curious about what this is about for us, that really helps us to kind of step out of it. Because the other thing that happens in a classroom, we've been set up to really want drama, actually. And we have a lot of previous programming, which we're really healing and fleshing out, that we have that sets up addiction even to drama, suffering, struggle, unhappiness. So, you know, sometimes it's even just starting to be aware of like, wow, where am I giving this energy? And where am I actually fueling it? Or where am I just caught up in the classroom and I'm forgetting that this classroom is there for a reason and a purpose? It can be a really big game changer and perspective changer for us to be able to approach it that way. It's so empowering. And I myself have had incredible, I've had a lot of traumas and I've had a lot of significant griefs in my life. And so, you know, when I started to be able to really practice this, this truly for myself was a game changer. And that's why I feel this is so important to share, because especially when you're going through something that just seems so perplexing or even just unfathomable, it's so easy to fall into, you know, kind of like the victim consciousness of it. And that can be part of the process for sure. It was for me. And so it's learning though, how to start to really, really start to ask, even if only we can ask in that moment, what is the meaning of this experience? It truly shifts. It's like, it's something shifts in us. It's like we shift a current that we've been in, that perspective. When we start to just ask that, it truly does start to change our whole relationship with what's happening, no matter how horrendous, painful, or awful it is. It doesn't mean we still don't have a process to go through and there can be some tough, you know, steps and stages and times in that and darkness in that. It does, though, mean that it starts to make more sense and we start to feel more empowered and we start to now have energy and strength to start to handle or show up to it differently, or we start to, you know, care and love ourselves more through that process. So your takeaway is, you know, inviting you to see each experience or classroom from a perspective that it's showing up for us and it's guiding us to learn, grow, or heal something, and asking what is the meaning and what is the purpose in this experience? Why is this showing up for me? What's my opportunity? And the tip or tool invitation for you is to ask, when something's showing up, when we want to know actually what the soul is really wanting or seeking from this experience or dynamic, we want to ask, what is this making me do? Or what is this preventing me from doing? So when I'm asking, what is this making me do? It could be, it's making me slow down. It's making me deal with my frustration. It's making me deal with conflict. So why? So what would that start to get on my radar? It would start to maybe, for example, get on my radar like, wow, I really want peace, or I want more love, or I can recognize where I've been abandoning myself and I need more self-love, or I need to consider myself more. It can be, you know, there could be a myriad of things that come through. So the question when we start to ask, what is this actually making me do? What is this bringing onto my radar? That will start to give direction to what our soul is actually focusing or seeking. And sometimes it can be a few things, right? Sometimes there can be a few qualities that in that classroom or experience the soul's learning. It could be forgiveness, but forgiveness generally, each quality is generally a little bit of a different essence and vibration. And so learning it or working with it or aligning to it, there can be a different approach too. My experience with forgiveness is that it's a difficult one to go straight into. And what I mean by that, like love, we can go right into potentially love and feel love. We can just start to cultivate more love. We can, you know, love animals or love nature or love our home or love our family, you know, different things. We can start to focus on things we love. Whereas forgiveness is different because it's complicated and usually there's a lot of pain underneath the unforgiveness. So forgiveness, as an example, there might be the steps of acceptance first, or there might be the acceptor coming into understanding. The quality understanding births so many other qualities, and truly forgiveness, there is a process, and usually understanding is a part of that. When we can start to understand and truly to actually get it to a point where the energy underneath is transmuted, because again, we can think I've forgiven this person or this experience, but if the energy is not dealt with, it's not fully done. So to truly get it, we want to understand, and ultimately to really do that is being able to go from a place to the soul level of what is the soul seeking here? What am I seeking here? What was this experience about? Why would I have, you know, agreed to this or wanted this or allowed this, you know, to happen? There's a reason. So then forgiveness can kind of come forth and birth. So that's an example. There can be a couple different things, you know, when we're asking, what is this making me do? That will guide us to what our soul's wanting and seeking from the experience. And what is this preventing me from doing? So say I don't have say in a situation about something. Well, it's preventing me from being free, or it's preventing me from loving somebody or something, as an example. So then that would be put on my radar. Well, I must be really working on justice or freedom or something like that. So that's another way that we can ask ourselves, what potentially is my soul seeking from this, and what is my opportunity? One more thing that we can ask as we're going through these classrooms, especially when they're tough, is just, you know, each day or each week or each stage, just really, and you can do this through journaling, or you can do this just through asking a question, what does my personality need right now or through this? And what does my body need right now or through this? And what does my soul need? And when we start to ask that, you'll start to get a feel of each different kind of element within us. And then each element is honored. We're supporting ourselves through it. But we're also starting to unify, and we're also contributing, and that's empowering. We're also starting to contribute as well to the actual experience, again, rather than just feeling kind of taken from it or powerless in it, hopeless in it, or helpless in it. All right. So have an amazing day. Namaste.
Are you ready to take leadership of your life? Ignite your passion and activate your divine blueprint, awakening to your highest potential and purpose, then this is the podcast for you. This is Soul Rising and Mindful Mastery, a podcast that explores unlocking the secrets of mind, body, soul transformation. I'm your host, Catherine Marshall. The inspiration for this show comes from my own personal journey of transformation. Experiencing many significant life experiences and traumas brought me to train and study many deep transformational disciplines and healing therapies. After years of working with several holistic and spiritual tools and techniques, along with having the honor to facilitate this process for many other souls, these episodes delve into the wisdom and guidance for perspective and life-changing transformation.